The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What is up, my fellow addicts? Ralph Sutton, Big J Oakerson in the studio. And this week, a beautiful porn star under the name Brenna McKenna comes in. We play a game that's just fun. But honestly, it's just a fun shooting the shit kind of episode. And if speaking of shit, Jay gives me shit for 90% of the episode. But Brenna sees through it and understands that it's all love. It's all love. We do this every Wednesday, every Saturday, 9 p.m. Eastern time. Use the code SDR and you get 20% off, but just anywhere you want to listen, like you're listening right now. This is important. A, when you're listening to this, no, it's you can't vote anymore. It's over, right?
It's fucking over.
It's over. But what you can do is...
I set it on Bonfire. I put it on everything.
Very soon, we will be doing a big contest we talk about on the show, and then also... Fuck, I just forgot the other thing we're going to see. God damn it, doesn't matter.
I'm going to be in a porno film.
Jay's going to be in a porno film. It doesn't matter. It's a fun episode. It's Brenna McKenna. We'll see you on this episode of The SDR.
This is the intro to the shit show. Sex, drugs, rock and roll. This is a hit show. Show me a tit show. Please, someone walk the hole. It's beat, I beat. It's hookers and blow. It's art. You need to know.
Why do I not hear myself? There we go. Hello. Hey. Ho. Well. Hey.
It is the SDR show. Just fine.
Sex, drugs, and rock and roll show. I am Ralph Sutton. Across from me with a half-filled container of coffee, it is Big J.
It's not coffee.
It's chai.
Seven times I said it.
It's chai?
Yeah. Learn my drink, bro.
Chai. But I like dirty chais. You ever try that?
I don't do coffee at all.
At all?
No. I don't like the flavor. It's gross. Right,
so you're a puss.
But I can get through tiramisu.
I love tiramisu.
I don't love it because it's coffee. But I can get through it.
Okay, I love it. I'm a big fan.
But if I take a sip of a drink and it's the wrong drink, I go.
Well, we did a thing once where we tried to do shots and not make a dumb face.
Brutal. I had to really hold off. I had to pull it together for that.
Yeah. All right. Well, first let's start with introducing our guest. Very beautiful young lady performing at Sapphire in Times Square this weekend. The whole weekend, right? Brenna McKenna, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thanks not all for weekend, though. Me.
She was just saying no to that.
Yes. Yeah. Just Thursday night.
Thursday night only.
One midnight.
Get very close to the mic, by the way.
One midnight show.
Ralph, you're going to have to move plans around.
God damn it. Now I got to change. No,
is that my
funny
camera right there?
Look at it. Wow. Okay, yeah.
No, it's Bobby.
By the way, I'm going to say this.
Bobby taking pictures for social media.
We've been doing this show for 7-8 fucking years. First time a girl comes with her own makeup artist. That's kudos to you. That was well done. That's nice.
Shout out to Megan Roldan.
Yeah. Makeup artist.
Yeah, I do. I need all the help. By the way, when I told her my age, Brenna goes, oh, you're fucking old.
Yeah, true that, right?
Yeah, yeah, right away.
It's a
away.
Good thing.
Right,
no, it's not, though.
You also heard this. Heard, ugh.
Oh, you don't want to go and rub Epsom salt on Ralph's feet?
You know, I'm hot in here, buddy. It's fucking hot.
I rub Epsom salt on my ass. Is it hot, Ralph? After anal hot. Scenes,
you find an excuse
so
to take off
necessary.
Your
it's fucking hot.
Trying to show your runner's body? Shouldn't care, dude.
Let me say this, by the way. I'm going to get both your opinions on a couple things, and we'll roll into tonight's show.
Oh, Lord.
Let's start with, I just came back from...
Does no always mean no?
Yes, I feel
it does.
So, by the way, I feel like if this... I know how Lewis would react. I don't know how you would react, and I don't know you at all, so I don't know how you would react. But this, I just...
Wait, point fingers.
Just came back from
I don't know who you are.
I don't know anything
I don't trust
about you. I don't trust you at all. Just came back from Portugal, thank you very much, right, last week. And I'm on the plane on the way home, and I'm sitting down, and I hear my name from the flight attendant. I have headphones on. I'm watching a movie. Flight's delayed like a half hour, just starting a movie. I hear, Ralph Sutton. Like, yeah, what's up? The flight attendant very almost angrily says, why is your suitcase in the aisle? I was like, oh, I did not put that in. I put it in that bin right there, right behind me. And an old man behind me goes, yeah, it was in my fucking bin. And I put it out because I need that bin.
What?
That's my bin, right? And my suitcase was rolling down the aisle. And then when that noise happens, The guy across the aisle from me looks back and sees his bag in the aisle too. And that guy goes, dude, what the fuck is your... And they start yelling at each other.
Right.
Right? And I immediately start laughing because it's insane to me. I think it's funny. And I respond to the guy next to me and say, dude, we're not changing this guy's mind if he really believes it's his bin.
Right.
Right? And so I say to the flight attendant, look, I just don't want to check a bag. I don't want to look. Can you just find somewhere else to put it? And they put it somewhere else. And the two of them are yelling at each other.
Yeah, I'd be that guy.
And I just fucking thought it was funny. And I got it down. And then the guy's wife, who was sitting next to me, calmed him down. And it was over, like within 2 minutes. But I feel if it was Lewis, that flight wasn't taking off.
Oh, if it was me too, I would absolutely, yeah. I would have done a whole thing. Yeah, I would. That first of all, that guy's suitcase would have come flying out of the top of that thing. Probably landed on his lap. That's where I would have placed it. And then I would put my bag back, and I would have asked him to do something. Now what? Now what's going to happen?
Yeah, but then you might have gotten thrown off the plane.
Okay. I wouldn't think that far ahead in that moment.
Oh, yeah.
That's a crazy move.
It was a crazy move.
I get mad when I've seen that before, that my bag's been like moved like they without saying anything.
And I had my favorite stupid little water bottle that I bring all the time, so I don't have to buy water.
You're so passive.
And that's
dude.
Gone. It's gone. It disappeared. Right? It was somewhere down the.
This old man would have kicked your ass, probably.
He had a woman with him, too. I don't know, wife, whatever.
What does that mean?
But I just mean like he's crazy, but he can't be that crazy, I guess, or she's crazy, too. I don't know.
How old was he?
If I had to guess, 65, so close to my age.
What the hell?
Yeah. A couple years younger than Ralph.
The only thing I did say, at one point I said, if this was true, why didn't I have any space in my bin? That was the only thing I said, like trying to be rational.
Right, then where's your bin at?
And then his response was just, no, it's my bin, it's my fucking bin.
He kept cursing?
Cursing.
That would have been a problem. Yeah, dude, that would have been a major problem for me. I really can't believe that. Yeah. In fact, I would have just assumed every bag that was in that bin over his, and I would have, these are yours, and I would have just kept dropping them on him. They would have taken me off the plane for sure. Here's the thing also. I think there's an argument to be made for like that guy, actually.
He should, yeah. Yeah.
That guy should be taken off the plane. And by the way, I will always I'll get taken off the plane, but this guy is going too. This problem's going
to
continue.
I wanted to come home.
Airport.
So to me, I thought it was funny, the insanity.
White guy, right?
White old guy.
Okay, then yeah, I'll do it then.
Oh, thank God. Yeah.
Wait, it was a white guy?
Yeah,
okay, then I'll fight back.
Yeah.
But he's a senior citizen.
And so am I. But it never...
Black don't crack.
Yeah. Nothing like it has ever happened. We're already a half hour late. I just want to get the fuck out of here.
You're a wiener, dude.
I would have been more mad that the person working on the plane didn't just put it up somewhere. Like it's your job to organize those bins.
She legit thought that I was just like, well, fuck my bag, you know, and rolled it out the aisle.
I would have asked the flight attendant that. I'd been like, this is the problem.
Yeah. All I said was, look, I don't want to check it. Find somewhere to put it that's close by. And I'm good. And that was the end of it.
I'm going to be looking for problems at the airport in the morning.
Airports make me so angry.
Every week.
You fly all the time. You're leaving tomorrow, right? Again.
10 days.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. So next week, by the way, we'll just tag it. A couple things at the top of the show. One, next week is a pre-record with Jerry Springer, which is fucking awesome.
Nice.
What?
And also, today is the last day I think you can vote for us. And I think you're up for best oral scene, right?
I am.
On the AVN.
So am I.
So yeah, you're tag team in it.
We are going to fucking cat fight tonight.
You suck dick or you're going to be eating pussy?
Both.
Okay.
Depends what the scene calls for. I'm an actor first.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. One's by default.
First and foremost. Man, we and her going to be so catty tonight.
Go to the sdrshow.com/vote to vote for our show as the best podcast in the adult industry. I don't know how. I am imagining hot girls with podcasts are going to destroy us in terms of how many votes they get. But if you can,
be surprised. A lot of the girls, maybe who have are going anyway or up for other things, might not think about it. I was worried about Christy Canyon and Ginger Lynn, but I heard they stopped doing it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
They stopped doing their podcast. Too bad.
So I don't know any. I know you actually.
Yeah, I'll tell you this right now. If you're listening, you live in Indianapolis. If we get nominated for an AVN, I'm rescheduling Indianapolis. I'm going to go to the AVN Awards, of course.
I don't know when it is. I don't know anything about it, but I mean, I know it about
Vegas,
it.
Vegas, July. They told me yesterday, January 4th it starts.
Oh, so it's soon. I didn't realize that.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's like in a month.
And then you would know this. I don't know. So do they, is it all the voting ends on the 30th?
Today was the last day.
Today is the last day.
Yeah.
So does that mean...
I'll handle this.
Yeah, I was like, I do not know
does that. Does
that
mean...
I have no idea.
Jay's up for both boy and girl best of all scene. Yeah.
Ebony Mystique.
Yeah, who spent 5 hours in my apartment this
Ebony
week.
Mystique, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
That's hot.
It wasn't doing what you hope.
Wasn't doing anything.
We all drew her on,
I saw that.
On Bonfire yesterday. Yeah. She came in and we drew her, but she's up for most outrageous scene.
Oh, give me.
And there's definitely like, there's got to be a cap on like the professionalism of what's allowed to be voted on, because for outrageous scene, it wasn't that outrageous.
But what does that mean?
It was her banging like an older Asian-y kind of guy, but he was like in great shape and had a big old weird wiener. So it was like, outrageous. I get that it was a crazy scene. It was like a pretty wild scene.
I guess
scene.
A big wiener
but
there's on fucking, an Asian guy is outrageous.
But there's some bizarre
the
scene.
Part of it.
Oh, here we go. Oh, there's a drawing.
There's triple anal out there.
Let's see. Who do I feel has the best artistic? Jay, are you wearing an artistic hat? You all are. Okay, I like that.
Why do you call it artistic? It's called a beret.
Beret, sorry.
And also a scarf. I'm a painter.
I don't see the scarf. Can you make that bigger? Is that possible or no?
I work with charcoal.
That's fun. It was like a little disco motion. I'm going to say, just looking at this, Jay, I mean, I know you have some artistic talent.
Yeah.
I think you blow away the other three.
Yeah, that would be the popular opinion for sure. Everybody else drew like a three-year-old who just saw boobs the first time.
Yeah, yours is excellent. I can't see. Oh, is that your signature on the left?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, that's great. I can't draw for shit. We used to do this thing on SDR years ago. Do you remember, Bobby, where I would send Bobby my horrible ideas for a graphic for the show,
right?
And then he would make it look nice because
right.
I can't draw. So it's like, look, a three-year-old with Down syndrome is drawing something, and Bobby make this look pretty.
Nice.
We did that for a while. That was a good one. So now one other thing,
God's
and
work.
Then... we're going to play a silly game. We're going to drink. We're going to have fun. But
boobing, bang, boom.
We're boobing. And also, we haven't done this in a while. Here's what I've realized before I tell my one other story. Either there's one person who was obsessed with me, a guy who DMs me love messages through multiple accounts.
No problem with that.
Put me on WikiFeet.
It's going to really open up your AVN. It's going to really open up your AVN voting.
Right. Put me on WikiFeet. Wrote the 500 pages of our male love porn, right?
Okay. Oh,
either it's one guy,
me and you,
we've read these before, okay. Right?
It's that guy.
That either it's, but it's all from different accounts.
Okay,
you know, so maybe it's multiple people that actually, which I find hard to believe, because I've never been hit on by a man in my life until 6 months ago on this show.
Yeah,
or
a guy asked me, he kept offering me up to like, I think it went up to like $5,000 to let him blow me.
Mm-hmm.
I just never answered.
You just couldn't find something that you wanted for $5,000? You're like,
No, but I tell you, I have my gay for pay shirt. I am gay for pay. I just no one's found
and
the price
an asterisk underneath, at least over 5,000.
We know for sure it's not 5,000 or below. I don't know what the number is, but 5,000 didn't strike me up. But I'm telling you, there's a price that would make me go, where do you live? Is it far?
I would have did it.
$5,000?
Oh, yeah.
I saw you.
$5,000 to let them go down on you? Oh, yeah, of course.
Here's a question. I saw you do, I think it was on Instagram, where you were complaining that a guy sent you 60% of whatever it was for whatever it was. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it was for, but you were annoyed that he only sent you 60%.
Mm-hmm.
My question is, did he send you 60% and say, hey, the rest is coming after? Or did he say, here's 60%, can you do it for this?
Fart in a jar?
I don't know what it was for. I just that part of it was left out of the story.
It was just for dinner.
Okay.
And... knowing what the full price was and knowing I wanted it up front, he still sent a less amount.
So
he was trying to get away with that. And then when I said, I would rather send you all of your money back, then he sent the rest of the money because he's playing hard to get.
See, but I feel like dinner sucks already, though. It's going to be awkward no matter what. It starts off on a weird thing.
No, it's...
Was it a nice dinner?
It was an amazing dinner, and it's my job to walk in. No.
Okay.
And it's my job to walk in and make it.
Can you get close to the mic, please?
Sorry. It's my job to walk in and make it not awkward, you know, even after that, because that's my profession and character.
But
and stuff,
as a man, questions, just even if you don't mind, and feel free to say shut the fuck up. But if I say, because I don't know you, maybe he doesn't. Does he know you? Are you?
Yeah, he's a customer.
Okay. Then that's different. I'm saying if it was a random guy, I could understand hedging his bets. Here's 60%. I'll give you the rest when I see you so they don't fuck him over.
No.
But that's someone you've dealt with before.
I get fucked over by not getting all of the money and still leaving my house.
Okay.
And wasting my time, not knowing what to expect.
Well, it's good dinner, though.
It was a good dinner.
Okay. And it was good company.
Would 60% of it been worth it
after
you had the dinner if it was...
Mm-mm.
No.
Mm-mm.
This guy sucks, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, the guy sucks.
Oh, I think I sucks.
See, I was cutting him a deal, and he didn't even know that. And I'm like, actually, sir...
What sucked about him? Personality
it's way
looks?
More. No, he doesn't suck.
Oh, you said
he's
did.
A little, he's a little boring. No, he's cool. He's a cool customer.
No, okay.
Yeah, he was a cool guy.
And is it
he's fine.
It's someone that you have this on OnlyFans? Like, I don't know.
No, how. In the strip club. He was a customer.
Oh, okay, I got you. Oh, so wait a minute. This was in person.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that changes everything.
Yeah, it was a dinner.
I misunderstood the whole fucking thing. I thought he was like Venmoing you.
He asked you from the club.
No, but I get paid in advance.
Dinner
I'm not going to do my.
Yeah,
no, in a restaurant, but I'm not going to get ready and leave my house.
Oh, I got you.
And not.
I understand that. So you met him
that's
in the.
That's not how
you
I
met
do
him
business.
In a strip club. Mm-hmm. Okay, I get it now. Yeah. I thought it was someone that reached out online.
She works at a club in Philly that I've done events at before. Mm-hmm. Preston Steve Super Pole Contest.
Oh,
that's a very long word. Is that one name of a club or that's?
No. The club's called Club Risque. I've done events there. Preston Steve is the morning radio show in Philly, and they always ask me to like come do some of their events, and they've done like this Super Pole Contest.
Oh, so
it was like an amateur
best.
Stripper thing. Yeah.
When I was a DJ years ago, I watched a girl doing some like wild routines on a pole. She was up at the top, upside down. Her G-string popped off, so she was naked and got nervous. And then she lost like her train of thought and fell to the floor and hit her head, and she was out.
Oh, no.
Nice.
It was pretty wild.
I mean, that's awful
terrible.
For her, but
that's terrible.
What a I mean, great it was a pretty see. Great thing to be emceeing, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, you know, you don't want to be Evander Holyfield getting your ear bit off, but you want to watch that happen.
Exactly.
When I was filming Hustlers... on the downtime, there was girls extras that were actual like strippers, and like I guess there's like a certain thing of like rules on that. So in between like takes, some of the girls would just like jump up on the pole and do their thing, and one of them was like, you know, holding on, spreading their legs or what, and the snaps between her legs just blasted open, and her pussy was out, and like how fast. Fucking people with headphones come rushing over to like throw a blanket over her pussy. It was pretty hilarious.
Because you can't show nudity, and it was that like a rule.
I mean, the movie wasn't filming. It was just because there's so many extras and everything around. It's like I don't know if it was like a hygiene. I don't know what it was for exactly, but it was definitely like they were like, no, we can't just have a girl's pussy. I think it's later on.
That just happened to me.
She wasn't. I guess she wasn't like, you know, paid to be naked in the movie. Yeah. So it's like if later on she came and was like. I don't know if I guess there any complaints.
When you were doing...
You know, women are a liability, right?
When you were doing Hustlers, right, and you're emceeing the DJ and in Hustlers with Jennifer Lopez. Who was in the movie? A bunch of people in that movie.
Lizzo,
right.
At any... Cardi, yeah, a bunch of people were. But it's the strip club at the base of the Queensboro Bridge.
Yeah, I've been there. I actually trained a DJ to work there many years ago.
I didn't even know there was a position you could do.
It's so ridiculous. But,
strip club DJ trainer?
At any point, did you try and think, well, how would Ralph say this?
No, not even for a second. I thought about why I couldn't wear my own clothes and why they put me in a wardrobe that doesn't really make sense.
Okay.
The character had no necessary personality. I don't know why they thought he would dress like a Russian jerk-off. But okay.
So now I have
they had me like take off my like wrist shit and put on other wrist shit. I'm like, what's the like? Who gives
really
a fuck?
Funny. That's funny. All right. Before we go any further, hi there, responsible adults. I'm waiting for him to get in the right mood.
Yes. Sorry, I was doing a shooter, dude. Trying to get mooted up for these broads.
Yeah, fucking hot chicks. By the way. I will say this. Gorgeous girl.
Does she have a bush, Shannon?
I think she does.
I think a little
bit. Yeah, a little bit of bush. But boy, you watch the Gas Digital staff become fucking idiots.
They are vultures out there.
Jesus Christ.
Reckless abandon. They pounce on them so grotesquely.
Put it back in the pants, you fucking lunatics.
Settle down, dudes.
You're not getting laid.
No, Bobby, you're doing fine.
Yeah, Bobby, you're fine. All right, if you're over the age of 21 in a state where Delta 8 is legal... And you want to get high, really high, consensually high.
Consensually high is very important, even back when R came from.
You want to head on over to yoDelta.com.
Get the grip, bro.
You're choking in front of these broads.
This is why your staff is fucking all the guests.
And go to yoDelta.com. Stock up on high-quality lab-tested Delta 8 vapes, gummies, all the shit you need.
Yum.
To get really super
25% off, because we do care about the Jews.
We care about
F you, Kanye.
Yeah, F you, Kanye. Did he really, by the way, he tweeted out Shalom.
Yes.
That's fucking hilarious.
Yes, just in time for Sukkot.
Is it Sukkot?
I don't know, Ralph. I just tried to keep it easy with the Jews who run everything.
I'm proud that you even know Sukkot.
What?
What do you call the house? Do you know?
A sukkah.
Holy shit! That's good, Jay.
And you
Sorry,
eat
Delta
in it.
Empire.
and you like to eat in it during the holiday season.
Shannon, what were you going
to
say?
I know this doesn't have to do with the Delta vampire. This is Jay that I'm talking about.
Okay.
But Jay did beat you in the competition where you guys, there was a...
Jew knowledge.
Yes, he did
Jay
beat
you. Did beat me with Jew knowledge. It's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, but wait, where's Jay? Jay just showed up.
Jay isn't here, but I'm just saying.
No, I'm here. I did beat you in Jew knowledge. Yes, he did beat you in Jew knowledge.
They're all here. Everyone's here.
Everyone's ganging up on you. Booth. Hurry up. I have to go try to pork the guests.
Just go to yoDelta.com. Use promo code guest. Get 25% off for consensual 25% off.
Yes.
At yoDelta.com.
Yes means yes.
Let's get back into it. I have one other story, but I'll tell you in a minute. But I want to ask. So you're originally from Jersey, is that right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And now,
South Jersey.
Yeah.
What part?
Vineland.
Nice. I graduated Triton High School in Runnymede, New Jersey.
What? Did you graduate from New Jersey?
Yeah, we moved from Philly when I was 16, and I graduated 17.
I did not know that.
One school. I said it was the weirdest thing because I went to school always in West Philly, which is a shitty school. And it was like kindergarten through 12th grade, essentially. Mm-hmm. And it looked like a prison. And then when I went to South Jersey, it was so funny when they were like, there's no last period today because we're having a pep rally. I'm like, what is that? I thought that's like on Saved by the Bell. That's a real thing? Or like homecoming dances. I'm like, what is homecoming exactly?
Oh, really? Oh, that's funny. Like,
yeah, they didn't have any of that stuff.
Because I'm a privileged Jew.
Mm-hmm.
I went to a private school from first grade to eighth grade.
I'm a non-privileged Jew. Yeah. Isn't that funny?
And our education was horrible. There was only 100 kids in the whole school from first to eighth grade.
Mm-hmm.
Graduating class was 6 people, and 2 were me and my twin brother. And it was just horrible,
yuck.
Horrible education.
Yeah.
And I get into high school, and I was legit 3 years behind everybody. Like, they were talking about...
On the actual, academic
level. I didn't... Like, they were talking about things that I had no idea what was going on.
Our private schools... I went to a Catholic high school, and it was the worst. It was the worst thing ever. I was not prepared. We graduated with, 60 kids.
South Jersey?
It should have been the best, and it wasn't.
Which one did you go to?
Yeah, Sacred Heart.
Oh, nice.
It's not even open anymore.
And, I mean, I had the wherewithal at eighth grade... Because the school was so small that they would combine classes. So I was in 6, 7, 8, and we started the school year doing subtraction and addition.
What?
I said, look, I raised my hand and said, excuse me, I'm going to fucking high school next
this
year.
This is too hard.
Yeah. And I am going to have a fucking problem. And they gave me and the other eighth graders the answer book and said, go study on your own. And that's how I learned math when I was in eighth grade. It was horrible. I was fucking lost for the first year.
That's terrible.
What a weird way to grow up.
It was horrible.
Well, you're a city kid.
I'm a city boy.
Yeah, that's a weird... growing up in Manhattan's really,
I grew up
really
in Brooklyn,
odd.
But I moved
I mean,
me.
Still, it's it's an odd place, I think, to grow up.
Yeah.
I think then when I go back to Philly, I was in Philly last weekend, and driving around there, too, I'm almost like the down area, like downtown, like South Philly. You said you live in South Philly now.
Uh-huh.
Even though I live in New York, which is sort of the same thing, in Philly, Philly strikes me more weird because, people live in New York... Like for a reason, do you know what I mean? Like in Philly, it's just like families that have lived on this block forever.
I'm here by
a horrible, horrible block. Yeah, it's a weird thing. I never get that. The people who work at like McDonald's, like in the East Village, it's like you can work at McDonald's anywhere where this might afford an apartment or a house for you. Like why do low level things in like cities that cost that much? I never got it.
So how long have you been in the world of adult films?
Just about a year and a half.
Oh, so pretty damn new.
Yes.
And now...
She's only 15, Ralph.
Well, that's why I'm so attracted to her. So is this your first...
Ralph Epstein, the most uneducated...
Is this your first award nomination because you're so new?
Yes.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yes. I was shocked.
And you don't know when you're going to find out if you're in for the awards. That's what we're trying to get.
You're going down, bitch. I took such a sticky facial.
Yeah, I won't know. I'm just going to go and...
You're going anyway.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I'm going to be shooting anyway during that time. I have other things booked. So yeah, I'm going to go.
You have to go.
Yeah.
I don't know how it works.
I mean, you don't have to go.
No, I know it's not forced to go, but I'm saying why not? If you're able to go they'll have you there as a performer.
And it'll be the first one since I started because it was still COVID and they weren't doing things. So this is the first one starting since I've... been
so
in the industry.
You know how hard it was to win a blowjob award through a mask?
Through COVID. So you started during COVID.
While living in Philadelphia, while living on the East Coast.
While living in Philadelphia.
with no agent at the time.
Socially distanced porn is very difficult.
Crazy.
No legalized recreational weed.
That's pretty wild. Was there a reasoning, like a catalyst that said, okay, it's time to move, transition into adult films instead of like
It was definitely COVID.
It was COVID.
It was definitely COVID.
COVID. He's a weird guy.
He's a weird guy.
Me and my girlfriends were going to Dallas to dance at clubs that were still open because everything else was shutting down. So that's when I just jumped into porn.
Oh, by the way, I imagine the Texas fucking clubs were wild at that point. Oh, my God.
They were.
Did you go to the Dollhouse?
Listen, Megan could tell you stories, too, but over there, we've gone together. It's
funny.
Wild
I never
times.
Thought of that, but talk about a wild place to go during the height of COVID.
That's where Vinny and Paul's brothers
Vinny Paul,
and
yeah.
People
yeah.
gave no fucks, and whatever... They were doing whatever they wanted.
Remember Holly Hotwife and Vinny?
Yeah. Vince, yeah.
Her husband, when they, if you recall, they did the show via Zoom, the Squirt Olympics, I believe, the first Squirt Olympics.
Yeah.
And
also, I think she squirts too, by the way.
Later that night. Okay, Ralph, could you have a little bit of class?
I do.
This guy here.
I got you good.
I mean, go ahead. It's
that
fine.
That could have been a game.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, we got to get into that. But anyway, continue. I told her already this the whole story, but we're going to talk about that guy.
Yeah. Wait, she just said she's going to squirt.
We can't hear. No fluids in the studio. Go ahead.
Shut up.
Go ahead. Finish your story. Holly Hotwife and Vince.
Oh, yeah. When they went afterwards, when they were like, no, it's open completely down here, remember? And we were all locked in.
Yeah.
And they sent me a picture that night from like a fucking packed, like bar, not even a strip club.
It was a bar.
The bars were just rolling like it's nothing's happening. No masks, no nothing.
It's wild. What's the name of Vinny's? I mean, he's not alive anymore, but their strip club is what?
Dollhouse.
Dollhouse, yeah. Fucking got it. All right. So I want to explore. I want to talk about the way this whole thing went down. Right, I feel like it just needs to be discussed. Is that okay? I knew right away when she walked on, like, okay, she's a cool chick. Because we don't know you at all, right? Beautiful
keep
girl.
Pointing that out. We're getting that all, Ralph.
Fair enough.
I wish I had something else to throw at
Shit.
You.
Shit.
So, when a beautiful porn star comes towards our way as a potential booking, I shoot out insane ideas. Knowing probably they're going to get shot down, but then we have a barometer of, all right, now where do we figure out the in-between? You
right,
know what I mean?
Right.
Why are you looking at me like you're going to punch me in the face?
I'm listening to you, you lunatic. Talk, you psycho. You're going through something. It's not happening.
So I read the best AVN oral page, oral award, oral sex scene award, and I'm like, exactly. And so I pitch a dual idea.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
Do you not know what he's
He knows. He's just being an asshole.
You're trolling?
He just likes to fucking shit on me all the time, Brenna. That's what he
does.
You're
explaining what happened.
Shits
I don't know. I'm not really involved in the production of this show.
She already shit on me twice, by the way, which I love. Makes me happy. Anyway.
Shit on? You do love that. I usually got to go to Germany for that.
You're not the only one who loves it.
Yeah, except I only paid 60%, so it didn't happen. So
you know who else likes it? Fletcher Cox from the Philadelphia Eagles. I hope she has great stories of Philadelphia athletes.
Oh, I bet she has DMs of all of them. Yeah. I would not be surprised.
Jimmy Rollins has a long thin
actually,
dick.
I don't. I have some experiences, but they're from the strip club.
Oh.
People are not in my DMs. No rappers, no athletes.
It's smart. If I was a famous person with a brain, I would never DM because that's going to come back and haunt you.
Yeah.
At a strip club.
Why would that haunt you?
Like Adam Levine
if you're,
style.
If you're, exactly.
Okay, no, if you have something else
that's
going
what I mean.
On, but I mean,
that's
if you're
what
a
I mean.
Single dude, you can
a
charge
single dude,
you.
It doesn't matter.
No, well, you go through a third party, like at least, even if you are single. Like,
you go through
a third party.
Yeah, but the thing is that if you go through a third party, the problem with that is then they don't know that you're the actual you. And that's the problem with
what
that.
What do you mean a third party?
Like a DM from someone else.
Like a homie, like promoters that do this when athletes
somebody,
come into town.
Somebody who
knows
you.
Like it's like the network, you know, and they know bad bitches or a guy's like, yo, I see this girl following
right.
they
I am
follow
unfamiliar
the models.
With the
and
when
they,
I get into town.
Jay's network is the PBS.
I go there. I do my show. I hug a bunch of guys who look like me.
You should open a network in Philly like that.
So,
guys who look like me.
I read the idea. I read that you are, up for best oral sex scene.
You keep bringing it.
Gorgeous
up,
girl.
I love how it sounds.
Yeah. And so I said, here's my idea.
Uh-oh.
We're going to get two dildos. Jay and I are going to perform oral on them.
Oh my God.
My idea also, Jay, by the way, I was going to get you a huge black one and me a regular one.
I have a child.
Because Jay loves big black cocks. That's his thing.
I like watching them.
Yes, not according to your award.
Oh, yeah. Well, you don't have to like it to be good at it. It's called acting, Ralph. I took Meisner for 4 months.
And then there's this long story that I kind of cliff noted you on outside about one of the guys that works here who has never ejaculated from a female.
I still don't know who
he's not
that
here.
Is.
He's not here.
Oh, he's not here. Oh, yeah.
And the idea, he said, but shame. The idea was then you're going to say, well, I'm going to show you how it's really done and bring him into the bathroom and see this 24-year-old virgin, how quickly you could make him
classless.
Have an orgasm. Sent this sure, with the thought,
in your 50s.
Well, there's no fucking way, 52, I know. There's soon to be 53, by the way. There's no way they're going to say
every
yes.
Every day is a gift.
That's very true. But there's no way they're going to say yes, but let's see what happens. And Shannon, bring up that fucking email, and you'll understand why I got confused to say, oh shit, this is happening. Read that.
Who's this from?
From her agent, I guess, or Bob. Just read it, Jay. Read it out loud.
I like all these ideas. Have sent to Brenna, who has again confirmed the appearance. Oh, and she is nominated for Best Oral at this year's AVN Awards. She's new, and this is her first AVN season, but she is already famous for her oral skills. She refers to it as her throat pussy.
Okay, so can you understand how from
is it
that...
Weird? Is it weird that her throat pussy has a bush?
That would be weird. That would be a medical problem.
It's the roof of her mouth. It's like a fucking crazy strip.
The line, and she is confirmed, and her throat pussy, I'm like, oh, she's in. That means yes. I took that as yes.
I think you might have.
That's a lot, right? That's a big jump, though.
That was
her
an
job.
Extreme deduction, for sure.
She is confirmed. I took that,
appearance.
Well, when he said, I like these ideas, and she is confirmed. I took that to mean.
Well, he said her appearance is confirmed,
right,
though.
So maybe
he said he has to run it by her. But
where does it say I have to run it by her?
Absolutely.
Well, he says he likes.
I like all these ideas. Have sent to Brenna, who's again confirmed the appearance.
So that's why I took it to mean, okay, I sent it to Brenna, and now she's confirmed the appearance.
Damn, Ralph.
I can get
you understand what I'm saying,
why you were so hopeful.
Yeah.
And therefore,
I'm not blaming him, by the way. I just got really excited about it.
You got excited.
And I'm like, oh, shit, this is happening. You're leaning in. You're on side.
Well, I want to see both of our heads shaking at you in shame.
So I say it's like the guy is cool as shit and he has works with beautiful women. I'm thrilled that it but then there was no contact until yesterday, and that's when we found out. Oh, that's not happening.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we were like, oh, I said to you
well,
today.
Did you know she squirts like a fountain?
That I find out. Like, had I known this ahead of time, we can't do fluids in the studio. We could have done it at the house.
Well, I understand, like with electricity and
that's not nothing to do with electricity.
No, nothing to do with electricity. There's no fluids in the studio. By the way,
why?
I had an argument with my business partner about it a while ago, and I had to
because his business partner, who by the way, if you were sitting here and he was here, would absolutely allow squirting all.
By the way, I had a big fight with him. Why? He was smoking weed in the studio, and I called him. I said, "Explain to me how that's different.
Okay,
how that's any worse?
Okay."
And he started to try and make some sense out of it.
Of course, he does. Yeah.
And then he stopped. He goes, "Okay, you're right." And that was it. And he dropped it. He dropped it and we're done. He's not gonna smoke weed in the studio anymore.
Oh, so
yes, Shannon, has he?
No, he has not.
Okay, because I will lose. I will make her squirt right now on the fucking table
while smoking weed.
While smoking.
All right. Brenna, fine. I guess squirt outside. Fine. I'll hold the cup.
So the 40 guys staring at you, hoping to see something.
All I can think about is some beer pong, but with some squirting.
Yeah, well, that's believe me.
Situation.
Look, are you now? You're somewhat local,
this
right?
Sucks now.
Or no?
Somewhat local.
Yeah,
like I'm in Philly.
Yeah, you're not that far away. We can try and set up a Squirt Olympics 4.
SDR show's going fucking.
This is why people think you hate me, Jay.
We're corporate, dude. Danny Zuko's going jock.
One last quick thing.
Sorry, Brenna, you're not allowed to squirt for us.
Yeah, sorry.
That would suck totally.
Yeah, God, it would be awful.
I'm in a bad mood now. Bobby, do me a favor. Can you
Bobby, where's Bobby?
See, now I'm feeling guilty, and now I feel like I have to do these sex acts in order to make you guys happy.
Don't make that.
Bobby, I feel like I need to appease
you. One thing makes me happy. Bobby, two, one, just shake that ass. Bobby, let me see what you got. Just shake that ass. Bobby, let me see what you got. All right, I'm back.
Thank you, Bobby.
That always cheers me up.
Now we're good.
Save your squirts.
Yeah, we don't need
everything's
that.
Fine.
We know no stupid squirting. We got Bobby.
I don't even care about squirting. It's so dumb.
What the fuck was that?
Wait. cheers everybody up.
Yeah.
By the way, do you feel better?
You know what you were doing when we smoked that blunt, and then
yeah,
I'm walking in here.
Maybe the best response to Bobby twerking
that's
ever.
Fucking
she really
great.
Enjoyed herself. It's
that's
never not made great. People happy whenever it happens.
What the fuck?
Tom, you texting Lewis? Ask him if I catch all the squirt in my mouth. He already said yes. You're lying.
I like it. What the fuck was that? That you were confused. All right, so one last story.
How about if I catch it on my gape?
I don't get surprised too often.
How about if she squirts into my gape?
A squirt enema?
A squirt.
Do you want to be at next year's AVNs? Yes, a squirt enema.
That is most outrageous scene material. Yeah, that'd be outrageous. Right there.
You think fucking an old Asian guy's outrageous? Yeah. How about when Brenna squirted into my ass? I'm not even in porn.
And against your will.
And it was against my will.
All right, last little quick story, because you're going to make fun of me for this, and then we're going to play the game that we came up.
You can't tell me stories make fun of you and then get mad when I make fun of you.
No, I'm fine.
Throw coasters at me.
So the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, because last week was a pre-tape.
I did a little Molly.
I was home by myself, and my doorbell rings. For those that don't know, my doorbell's to my stairs, not the elevator. The elevator opens into the apartment, so the only way you're ringing my front door is outside. Mm-hmm. So this is the stairs door in my apartment. Someone's out. Someone's in my stairwell ringing the doorbell, which in the 13 years I've lived there has happened maybe once, and it was the super. And now it's like 8 or 9 o'clock at night. And I answered
2 hours past your bedtime.
2 hours past my bedtime.
5 hours after you had dinner.
And I was like, I tried to act tough. I'm like, yeah.
Yurt.
And I hear a very
Philly.
Yurt.
I hear a very gentle, sweet Irish voice of a girl. Hi, I'm your downstairs neighbor and I need help.
Okay.
I look through the little peephole.
Help her find her pot of gold.
And I see a very pretty girl holding a dog in pajamas, and I recognize her from the building, right?
Okay.
So I opened the door. I'm like, what's she look? She goes, in a thick, I can't do an Irish accent, but she said, just
please move. Try.
I can't. Oh, please Ralph, try. What are you doing? Take me, dog. I have to climb down to me apartment.
Exactly.
Did I nail it?
You nailed it. I'm taking care of this dog. It's not mine. I went out. He ran out of the lot in the hallway. Went to get him. Don't have my keys. Don't have my phone. Door locked behind me. And I don't know what to do.
Okay.
I said, all right, well, come on in. I'll call the super. Puts the dog down, pees on the floor immediately. Which I was like, if you knew what was happening in this apartment 2 weeks ago, it wouldn't be a big deal. But I didn't know we had the Squirt Olympics in my apartment on the floor.
It's so jealous.
And
really cool to not think of Brenna for that, dude.
Real cool. Well, thank you. You know, if we would,
I'm offended.
Yeah, well,
me too.
By the way, I specifically said to him,
I'll take a rain check.
I said, Squirt Olympics, anybody but Brenna. That's what I wrote. Anybody but Brenna.
You missed her rain check bit. It was great.
So I'm going to
I'll take a rain check for the Squirt Olympics, Ruff. It deserved more, and you gave it nothing.
We'll do another
one. This is why you can't find love.
So she ends up hanging out for a half hour. We're bored. We call the super. No answer. Waiting for a locksmith. We start talking, and then I get her number because I'm a creep. You can't ask age. When you're my age, you can't ask age.
Okay. So right? She was 15. Okay. Right, okay, great.
Yeah, something like that. So
I'm not going to ask age. The braces tell a story.
the high school math book.
Yeah. Her holding a bunch of tissues with an egg inside saying it's a baby she has to take care of.
The positive, she was super into food and said how New York food so far sucked. And I asked her where she went. Every place she went was shit. I recommended a place.
Shite.
To get a burger. She left. The guy came. She goes. And an hour later, she texts me a picture of her eating the burger and says, 10 out of 10. Sorry, picture of the burger. 10 out of 10. I trust you with food now. Like, all right, well, now I'm going to ask this girl out, right? It's crazy.
Why do you want
this
when she's in your building, dude?
Of course it's a problem. And the other girl that I'm dating, Megan, lives on the block, so we're asking for problems, right?
Yeah, dude, you are a really retarded older guy.
Yeah, 100%. So the weird part of it, and she's also a lawyer.
I love that for you.
She's a lawyer.
Okay.
So she's smart. And also I figured, if she's a lawyer, she's got to be over 20. I don't know how long it has to be a lawyer.
24, probably going to be a lawyer.
And she does it again the next night, which is insane, and rings my bell again the next night, and again, the whole thing happens again. No. But then I took her to dinner.
She fucked you.
She fucked me. That was Wednesday, Thursday.
You fucked her dog.
We went to dinner Friday.
Okay.
And then over dinner.
You fucked her dog.
Which I fucked her dog. I made her bring the dog over. Obviously, the topic of age came up, right? And we had, she's 27. And she said, how old are you? And I said, now, this is a real win-lose for me. Because keep in mind, she has nothing to gain from this. And I had just shaved. Let's straight say that.
Is this going to be a story where she came to America looking for a father?
No. She's here for, she's working at a law firm. She's doing well.
Looking
she's
for
fine.
A father.
She said, I thought you're like, what are you, like 39, 40? Great. Makes me happy. And I said, 52. And she went, oh. Right?
Oh. I thought I smelled grape nuts.
And we had plans for a second date, to which she canceled today.
Of course.
So that's
she goes,
the
end I don't want to interrupt your shredded wheat eating.
And I brought her in here last night. The guys here saw her. She's very, really
steel
pretty.
Cut oats.
Yeah. So it's over. But
it's almost my sleepy tea time.
Yeah. Her reaction to me saying 52 broke my heart.
She's like, yeah. She's like, well, I'll hit you up again if I ever want to eat burgers and watch Jeopardy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'm probably not going to see her again.
You're a dummy.
I'm a dummy.
That's so dumb.
Why is it dumb? She's gorgeous.
So should you have lied? Is that what you want?
No, I would not lie. I don't.
The other girls on the block, you said that you're seeing. Yeah. So if you would have walked, it would just look just fine. It's weird. You're
but she's hot.
You're setting yourself
up. Spoon delivered vagina.
Sure. You're setting yourself up to be in such hilarious, not 52 year old situation.
Right. That's for sure.
But getting nabbed in the middle of that is such a silly thing for someone your age. You look ridiculous.
But the other girl that I'm dating, we very, very clearly stated that we are not in a monogamous relationship. So
sure.
You know, I'm not lying to her.
Mm-hmm.
I would never said I love you. I've said I love you to a girl in fucking 15 years.
That's probably healthy. Now, you're doing great, dude, honestly. It's probably all those years that you thought you were going to school by yourself with your brother. You were just sent to a molester. Graduating
really
class
intense.
Of six.
You're yeah. really intense.
He's got a lot of issues. He works out by being mean to me.
You're
that's
the stress ball. Yeah,
it's fine. I can handle it. I'm a stressful.
Stressful.
Squeeze my arm.
Right, so I will say that it ended with her saying, because she's working on some major case thing with her company.
Yeah.
And she said, look, I'm sorry, I got to spend the whole weekend on this. And I'm leaving for Florida because they're painting my apartment this week. Mm-hmm. And you're away this coming week. So we'll see. I said, I'd love to see when I get back. Let me know. Have not heard back. So, but she is pretty and nice and has a great accent.
Great.
Can you do the accent again?
Oh, Ralph, I have to do anything but hang out with you again. I didn't realize.
You were 52.
Oh, Ralph, that's a great grandfather I come from. You look like a potato.
It's not that far off.
I know.
I feel like I'm there.
Oh, 52.
They don't live that long in my neighborhood.
You so, but it's prune juice in your fridge. Your medicine cabinet's so full of medicine.
There's nothing but medicine in your medicine cabinet.
Yeah. It's like there's nothing. I was looking for some fun pills, but it's just fucking backache cream and salon paws.
It's just Voltaren.
It's all anti-inflammatories.
And suppositories.
Those
inside
the
ones.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
All right, so now I will say this. Thank you for dealing with my nonsense. I don't know what we're playing tonight. Cool. Shannon and you figured it out, so I can make fun
we
of
did.
You. Yeah, we know you did.
Shannon, we figured out a game?
We did.
Oh, cool.
Okay, see?
What was it? Was it a good idea I had?
It's a great idea.
Did I had?
Yep.
Yay. It was so many hours ago.
I know. I added drinking to it, but the whole it was your idea. So what we're going to do is I have 10 here. I'm sure we're not going to get to all of them, but I'm going to play little audio clips from porn scenes, and then you guys will all try to guess if it is Brenna in the porn scene or gotcha. Somebody else. And so okay. Ralph and Jay will guess first because chances are you'll have a better idea, Brenna. And then if you get it wrong, then you take a drink.
All right. And I'm going to be, again, a creep. If you have not realized that I'm the creep here, you probably understand that, right?
All right. I'm just going to say something right now. I am feeling pretty tense about this game. There's only one way to cleanse that palate. Bobby, if you wouldn't mind real quick. Oh, 2, 3, 4. Just shake that ass, Bobby. Let me see what you got. Just shake that ass, Bobby. Let me see what you got. That thing thumps every
Go
week.
Go fucking head, Bobby.
No.
Shake and
the
bake,
consistency
Ricky
of that,
fucking Bobby.
The consistency of that twerk, I'll put up against any of those girls at Club or
By the way, I would say this. Brenna this time was all in. Last time she's like, "What's happening?" This time she's like, "Oh, okay,
well,
I get it."
Well, I needed to, Bobby, like,
you should observe the 11 p.m. show at,
like,
Sapphire.
Can you get him in?
Can you headline for
can
me?
Can he open for you?
No. Can Bobby feature
can
for you?
Open for
can
you?
He open for you?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Can you please? Yeah.
By the way, with no context, just have him come out and do that, and then you come on with. Would you
straight ass dance for like, you know, a half a song, and then you come out?
And and no context.
He needs to be like a ring girl and just do that, like with like a bring out your money sign.
I like Bobby. I like Bobby walking onto a strip club stage in his own regular clothes, just like look like he's lost and like had to get on stage, and then they start playing, just shake that, and then you just fucking start just drop it down the ground, and really just start working it.
And then you leave, and she comes out, and no explanation. That's fucking great. I'm there.
You can drop it like a motherfucker. I bet your asshole might suction to the stage.
Oh, I'm so into it.
Oh my.
Well, no, it's not because his asshole's big. He gets very wet.
Yeah, it does. It's true.
Bobby gets very wet.
Yeah, he gets. It's known. He's known, as, especially in his asshole.
Bobby, they call him Soaked Bobby from back in camp.
I don't like that.
What? Because he's a self-lubing
Soaked
man?
Soaked Bobby.
Yeah, because he's a self-lubing man. It's all, a lot of people say it's counselor spit.
That's what I thought it was.
Oh, no.
All right.
What? We can't laugh at Bobby being crazy molested at a camp? Then what can we laugh about on this show?
Mm-hmm. All right, Channing, you ready to do
Ralph
this?
Being homeschooled?
I'm ready.
I wish it was homeschooled. I might. I remember, by the way, you know the term, I don't know, I'm sure they still say it, Roy G. Biv, you know, like the color of the rainbow, right? Shannon, you knew it. Jay doesn't. Okay. They said it in science class, and everyone was like, yeah, of course. And I'm like, I've never heard that. What the fuck? I, like, what
I
am
I? It was the group that broke off of New Edition.
Yeah, it's Belle Biv DeVoe. Close
enough. Oh, Belle Biv DeVoe. Yeah, now I know.
You're showing your age to this woman. She has no idea what you're talking about.
What, me? 35. I have an older brother.
All right. Let's get started, Shannon.
Okay, here is the first one. Again, Jay and Ralph are picking first, so don't give any indication.
Is this Brenna or not?
Right.
Okay.
I really hope these don't go to ads right away.
Oh.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Okay, wait.
Does Brenna sell lube? Because that's what I'm hearing, a commercial for lube.
Shannon. Hold on, because I timestamp them, but I have to like go to the time.
Oh, Shannon, you had one job, Shannon.
You're watching Brenna fuck on film.
I did watch a lot. Yeah, cut Shannon a fucking break.
Thank you, Brenna. I did watch a lot of your sex today.
You watched a lot of my sex today.
Yes, I like the way she put it.
Shannon.
I watched a lot of your intercourse this afternoon.
Shannon, let me ask you this. On a pure human level, forget I know you can't go handle biz or take care of yourself, but does it get you turned on at all? Watching it, porn, or nothing does nothing for you?
Wait, porn in general?
When you're watching it, like today, is there anything, or I know you're doing it for the show, but is there anything that's like, damn, it's pretty hot?
No, I was watching it like purely clinically today. Mm-hmm. Like
cool.
I did.
That's how I describe sex with women. It's purely clinical.
Purely clinical. That's mostly because he's tricking them by acting like a doctor.
I have to know the exact medication to give them so they don't die.
Actually, I'm just a resident here.
All right, ready?
Hey, why don't you have a mansion? I'm still a resident. Doogie Howser, I'm 14 years old.
All right, here we go.
By the way, how about the girl thinking I was 40? That's awesome. Good.
She's from another country, dude. She's a person
people. We're listening.
People explode from the sun in Ireland by the time they're 22.
Let's hear it.
I can't go back to this. Let's just hope it plays here. Here we go. No,
Jesus,
I played
it. Sounds like a throat pussy. All right. I'm going to vote early and quick, and I'm going to say that is in fact Brenna.
I don't think that's Brenna.
Oh, really? You must have never heard throat pussy before.
I know. My throat pussies have a little more girth to them.
Yeah. You like a wide neck bitch.
And Brenna?
AKA a man.
Is it is it you?
Isn't it fun to bag on Ralph?
Am I supposed to say something?
Yeah, now we've logged
you. You just got wrapped into
that? That's me.
Is it Brenna?
It was Brenna.
Cock and balls.
Do you see all
the cock and balls.
Do you see how she fell into it, though? Like making fun of Ralph? It's great, isn't it?
It's therapeutic.
It really does something, right?
It makes you feel better. Makes you feel better.
It's
about
like
yourself.
Three Bobby ass shits.
You can also dish it if you need to.
I'm a gentle
can
soul.
He dish it? Remember, he ran away from an old man on an airplane. Can he dish it, Brenna? I don't know if that's true.
He's just being smart.
I'm not prepared to say he was being mature.
I'm a gentle soul.
I have to go to Portugal.
I was coming back from Portugal. By the way, never happened in my life on the flight out. Upgraded me to first class for no reason. No idea why.
And then you had to pay for it on the way back with an old man fight. You have to get pussy in front of all those people.
You got upgraded to first class, didn't have space in your bin?
The way out was when the first class. Way back was the
I always fly first class where there's plenty of bin space.
We get it. You're trying to get into Brenna's pants. Let's go.
Before we continue, did
I pay for first class?
Do you want to talk about my giant project that you both put
on? Oh, yes.
Is that what you're calling now?
So we've done silly games on the show. Over the last 7 or 8 years, the show's been in existence. And someone asked, I forget who, what the scoreboard has been in all the games that we've done since
you
we started.
Did. I think you
was
asked.
It me that
I
asked?
Think so, yes.
Well, I didn't ask.
I am someone.
It means nothing to me.
And I wanted to know where, over the, I assumed like 40 games that we played in the last 7 years, what the stats were, who's ahead, who's behind. I know in the beginning, I won a lot of them, but in the last couple of years, Jay's been definitely winning most of them. So, Shannon, you want to give us the current tally of games?
Yes, so there's been a total of 24 games.
Ralph, so far where you're at?
Yes. No, I finished.
Oh, you finished it all?
I did it. It's taken me months, wow. And I've finally gotten through it. 500 and some odd episodes, 563 wow. episodes. Ralph has, 24. There was one where neither of you won because you both kind of tapped out. Mm-hmm. There was one draw. Ralph won 14 and Jay, you won 18.
Wait a minute. That math doesn't jive.
Yes, it does, Ralph.
The math ain't mathin'.
18 and 14 is more than 24.
I'm going to take it from a guy who went to school with just his brother till he was fucking 13 years old.
I guessed the total amount just now. So it's, but it is 18, 14, one loss, one draw.
I get you. But the 24 is not the right amount for that. But
not
you
at
both,
all.
You're
right.
Both totally were on board with that. Like, oh, trust the math. But
it's 18 and 14.
18 and 14.
36 games.
Jay's above by four. No, but there's also was one draw and one.
Oh,
no
one
winner.
And one. So it's two. So 34 games.
Yeah. So 34. You are four games ahead of me.
Yeah.
Okay. That's pretty good, though.
About to be five, dude. I just took this first.
He just took the first
round.
I have to say that your hair reminds me of one of the guys from NSYNC, like with the frosted tips.
Yeah.
I
Joey
just
Fatone,
keep staring,
yeah.
And I just that is it. I just could not think of it. There it goes.
That's why I took a picture. And the second I met him, I was like, "Let's take a picture." So nostalgia. People stop saying this.
Like, all right, next one, Shannon.
A little volume, please.
I can barely hear that.
Shannon, can you put up my monitors a little bit?
I'm going back. It's just going to be a little bit back.
Can you turn up the fucking my monitors a little bit?
There you go. I'm sorry. Sorry, Francis was in there.
Frank was in that
That's
porn.
Not part
I
of it.
I don't think. Do you want to fuck Frank, man? That seems out of character.
I took it as some guy's fucking her. He's like, "Hey, you want me to fast forward this fucking?"
Hey, you want to get through? You want to get to the pop shot?
You want to get through this?
I'm gonna say. Let me play it one more time.
I really enjoyed that, by the way. Can you play it and have Frank say fast forward?
Yeah. Brandon, do me a favor real quick. Can you say, oh, my God, please keep fucking
no.
me?
No, that's not fair at
that
all.
Sounds
what?
Like
I can't ask a friend if she can say, oh, my God, please keep fucking me.
Oh, my God.
Oh, because I want to have a new outgoing message on my phone? Or I guess we'll do it later. I'm going to say it's Brenna yet again.
I actually was 100% sure it is Brenna.
Okay.
It is me.
Okay, thank God.
Yes.
Because that time I heard more voice, and I was like, I can get the tone of the voice.
Yeah. These are not very hard. It should be more.
Well, that's what the guy was. He wanted to fast forward to the end. He didn't fucking care. He wanted to get out of there.
Yeah, I don't remember that part.
Was this the guy right there? Go back to that guy. That's the guy?
No, there's the one that's right there is a different guy.
Oh,
I'm sitting on a black. Ralph doesn't see color, literally.
Look at my little cuck right there.
In Ralph's mind, you're just riding.
That's the guy that gave her 60%, and that's the guy right there?
Oh.
Yep, and then.
So that guy's supposed to be your husband?
And then that's the one giving me the full 100% over there.
Yep. That guy's supposed to be your husband who you're making fun of?
Yeah, I'm cucking him.
Did you fuck him at all?
No. He licked the other guy's nut off of me. He got completely cucked, yes.
Well, that's cool.
And
I
mean, just jerked off himself. And,
it seems like a sweet thing.
Yeah. I would do that. I would clean it up, and then I would spit it onto a griddle and make pizzelles.
I was told I could be as mean as possible, so.
That was, they give you that thing
and
in the
that
beginning.
Bobby, there's is how I make my Christmas pizzelles every year. Load on an iron, on a waffle iron. Oh, you don't like pizzelles, Ralph? You're so Jewish?
I'm so Jewish. I don't eat pizzelles. Fuck you. I'll eat a humantaschen.
You change, bro. Have we even done a shot yet, or we just have empty glasses?
I'm drinking these, but I'll give you that. Let's do that.
Well, you had to do one already.
I did one. I did a... give you one of these.
I didn't see you do one.
I did a White Claw.
Yeah,
that doesn't count. It's it has to be a shot.
It's crazy how much
Brandon, how about
lies.
You dial it back a little bit?
This guy's like a...
Sorry. I was just starting to feel like I was
sorry,
a part of the group.
I'm sorry she doesn't live in a castle in Ireland, Ralph.
Hey, if she had an Irish accent like that, I'd be fucking all over it.
I mean, my name's Irish. Isn't that enough for you?
Every girl you fuck has to be a leprechaun, you weirdo.
By the way, it would be my first Irish girl. I don't think I've ever had sex with an Irish girl.
Oh.
And I'm not going to now based on her last reaction to my age.
Well, just don't worry. Those are freckles, not sores. Keep that in mind if it ever happens.
All right, Jay, let's do this, by the way. And do you want some brownie? No, you're not doing some tequila.
I'll do one.
All right, let's get you in over
She's
there.
She's from Philly, dude. Hold on. Everything's fine.
All right.
She went to Sacred Heart. She's not one of those Paul to Six girls.
I don't want to give you too much.
Paul to Six girls.
Yeah, she don't go to Paul to Six over by Gaetano's 2-foot hoagies.
All right, guys. L'chaim. Thank you.
Salud.
There we go. All right, cheers. All right, so right now Jay's up.
Wait,
one.
I'm not doing the shot. We didn't get one wrong yet.
I missed one. That's
yeah,
why
you
I'm
have
doing
to do a shot.
Oh.
You can just do a shot
I thought
if
this
you
was
want.
A group F, yeah.
Brenna, I tried to do a bonding thing, and Jay decided to make a competition. That's what happened there.
Yeah.
Got you.
Yeah. That's what
I live for the competition. That's why I don't let some old man bitch me out on a flight.
I saved the flight.
Is that what you think happened?
That's what happened.
I fell down Chuck Norris.
You got to choose when.
That wasn't the time.
To fight.
Right. I want to get home.
And when not to. Yeah.
And I knew Lewis.
I saved the flight. What are you, under siege? Relax.
Yeah.
Seagal.
That old man was taking it down.
Yeah, that was crazy. That was crazy.
You know why you didn't want to get into it? Because you knew if it went on World Star Hip Hop, I was going to be like, two elderly gentlemen fight on a plane over baggage space.
Over baggage.
Neither of you know how to throw a punch. Your wives are being bitchy.
According to my Irish lass, I'm only 39, so you better watch it. I'm younger than you.
Oh, what are you, 39?
Look, we should just do one more. I wanted to read this. I don't think we're going to fucking have time.
Why?
Why?
Because I don't want to keep everybody late. Why don't we give these here?
Well, then we'll leave.
Let me give you both these.
That's corny, but okay.
What?
Yeah, Ralph, you are crazy corny.
I don't know. I don't want to be cut.
I feel like we should do more of these.
Yeah, we're going to do more of them. Maybe I see we may not do this. Yeah. Let's just go back to the game for a second. What? I'm just putting it there for a second.
Okay.
Don't read ahead. Spoiler alerts all over that.
Yeah. All right, Shannon, next one. Right now it's 2-1.
Yeah, you're down one.
I'm down
Everybody
one.
Everybody else has one more point.
2-2-1.
You're going to go down one.
Oh, fuck.
No, that's not her.
That's definitely not her.
She wouldn't act like that.
That's definitely not
her. I know when I love her, and that's not how she is.
I think her breathing rhythm is all wrong.
Ralph, you're just going with me.
Wait, can you play it again, though?
Shannon, if you would. If you wouldn't mind.
I think it's because they're not paysites.
Go to tape?
No, it's just that I'm trying to find the exact spot. Hold on one second.
That's what she said.
We can roll tape on that. I think we have a clip of that.
One second.
And by the way, so far.
That sounded really hot.
In the first two, did you know immediately what it was and what scene it was from, or no? You just Mm-mm. knew it was your voice.
I didn't know the scenes, no.
But you knew it was your voice.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
no. It sounds like there's an accent in
there. She wouldn't do that.
Shannon?
Did everybody have their answers in?
Yeah, no.
No. Brenna has not clocked in yet.
I swear to God, say it's her, Shannon. I'm going to come in that booth.
I don't know. It could. I kind of think it might be me.
No way you would.
I don't think it is.
Don't say that.
Shannon?
Okay, ready? The answer is no. It's Maddie May.
Does she have an accent, by the way?
I love her.
Does she have an accent?
I don't know.
No, she doesn't have an accent.
Okay, fuck that chick.
Right. Boo. That's a good pose right there.
Boo.
That sounded really hot.
That's your AVN competition. Don't you look at her.
Yeah, well, I've already fucked
She's
her,
a piece
so
of
I
shit.
Feel like I won. Fucked
Damn.
Her a couple times.
Woo! Throwing down some heat,
Brenna.
Oh,
wait, this
is
the
only
shot.
But she only has a pussy. She doesn't have throat pussy.
No, she has all the holes. I need to take a shot, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Bobby keeps getting snubbed on his ear pussy idea, but they keep saying there's a small tube called the Eustachian tube that goes from your ears to your sinuses, and they're worried about that being damaged.
All right.
I
so right now,
and watch Maddie May's porn now is what I just realized. Right.
So we got to do another. We get a couple more, but now I'm not going to follow. I mean, I'll go first this time. How about that? That way,
maybe you can tie here.
I can't just follow Jay.
Which seems like we just keep trying to do. Yeah. Honestly, dude, you're copying me, and I hate it. It really sucks how much Ralph copies me.
In life? I got the handkerchief.
I just do stuff and then Ralph copies me. And I'm told my mom that you've been copying and she's going to call your mom. They play cards together.
One time, Brenna, we called both. Well, my mom was in studio and we called Jay's mom on the air. That was nice.
And she doesn't like Ralph copying me.
No, she doesn't like
She's
me.
Aware.
She doesn't like Ralph.
I've made her aware.
Let's see the next
She's not a fan of Ralph.
Why?
No, I'm kidding. My mom loves Ralph. She doesn't really know him that well, but she likes Ralph.
She knows me pretty well.
Shut up, dude. Why would you say that about
Seems
my mom?
Seems like they have a secret thing that you don't know about.
Wow, look how you guys turn on me now. Man. I'll fist fight you both.
I can
team,
feel the
team
tension.
Brenna Ralph. Team Brenna Ralph.
I'll fight a Philly girl. She's ready to fist fight. She'll fight a dude in a game. She don't give a shit.
No, I'm a Jersey girl. I don't do that.
Yeah, what are you fucking rooting for? The Dallas Cowboys?
All right, Shannon, let's hear it.
Fuck, it's team. So deep.
All right, I feel that is definitely Brenna.
Yeah, for sure. So deep.
You're in?
Definitely.
So you're copying me.
I'm not copying you.
Just to be clear, you're copying me.
Buddy, I already knew.
I just so we know you're copying me. Brenna, you're in?
Yeah, that's me. That's
I know her energy, dude.
And Shannon?
It is her.
Yeah. Wow, that's a good view.
Whoa, in my asshole.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Yes.
They are not kidding with that angle. See that? We are not kidding.
Send that picture to a gay blind Mike and be like, she wouldn't blow you under any circumstance. There was no way she would blow you. That's just know that. Crazy.
Realistically, though, pretend for a second.
There would be conditions under which I would.
Let's assume.
You want me to squirt into your gape?
Assume, ready for this one? In a world where you agreed to the terms, he got tested, whatever the fuck we need to do, and it's happening, right? Mm-hmm. And that you know that this guy's never had an orgasm.
Right.
Realistically, mm-hmm. how quickly do you think you could make him come?
3 minutes tops.
3 minutes, I think.
Keep in mind, he can't see you that well.
I might want to take my time.
No, but let's say part of it was to try and get
am
it.
Am I trying to do it as fast as possible?
You wouldn't want to make a meal out of this, trust
probably
me.
Probably a minute. Oh, my God. He's a virgin. Don't you want
to,
like...
No, he's not. He's not a virgin.
Show him so some
he's not,
pro he's never, moves, he never suck ejaculated. On the balls a little bit.
He never ejaculated, but no, you should do all that. And he had a pretty...
The biggest loadout possible.
He had a pretty solid piece, too, when he pulled it out to show.
Yeah?
Yeah, his dick wasn't... So I mean, I only saw it soft, but it was like...
Why do you guys think he's a virgin, then?
No, he's definitely a virgin.
But why do you think he is a
he's
virgin?
He's not a virgin anymore. That's why the show got pulled. He did some woman on his
quote
other show...
Quote-unquote.
Had sex with him, but he never came. He couldn't keep an aroused erection because... The woman was not his type. Is that a fair way to put it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Am I his type?
I would imagine so. I imagine all 18 dudes out there is your their type. I would imagine.
Not me. I'm in the Samoan bitches. So you're safe with me. You can totally get naked. I don't even care.
Let's keep going. And I'll go first again.
Wait, but is he like ugly? Is he nerdy? Why has he never really had sex
before? Well, he's nerdy.
He's nerdy.
He's got a big dick. Like
he's nerdy, and he's a big dick. Slightly blind from
don't
one
say
eye.
That. Slightly, he's completely is blind he, in he's, both eyes.
He's not completely blind.
He really can't see good.
He can't see well, but he does the social media. He's got to see something.
Like, he's got eczema and acne.
No, he's got no. I wish it would have happened for him, but I'm telling you, he's going to be an awkward fellow.
If you really wished it would have happened for him, you would have made it happen on SDR and pulled the plug on that thing because that would have happened.
What would you want me to possibly do about that?
Stop it.
I tried.
But, you know, I have met a virgin.
Me too.
That I tried to get to come, and he couldn't do it.
It's nervous, too.
Because of the nerves. And I don't even think he even knew like who
I was. Yeah,
Brenna,
you're a little like too hot almost. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, that would freak him the fuck out.
It's happened.
And on camera. Well, not on camera, but like in this room with all these people.
I would love to have that recorded, though.
Yeah, I know. We would have recorded it, but not his.
Okay.
Face like we were recorded.
Like POV.
Yeah, exactly. That was the plan.
That.
Yeah.
Okay.
Classic POV.
We'll talk if we talk about a round two in the future. Yeah, now we're gonna discuss these things later.
Squirt Olympics.
You could teach the other girls to show how to really squirt because they weren't squirting; they were flat out peeing.
She could squirt it when we all do the AVNs together.
Yeah, we could come on stage with us when we win.
Get it? Come on stage.
Just carry me out like with my legs spread open.
Yeah,
like,
and
in
Bobby
that
will
sex
twerk,
position,
and you'll do that, and that'll be perfect. All right, next one, Shannon.
We'll play We Are the Champions.
Okay, here it is.
Oh, stuff me. No.
No.
No way.
Not a second.
No.
By the way, stuff me is my go-to phase.
I know it is.
That's me.
Shannon, go ahead. Break our hearts and tell us it's still a tie.
And
I'm going to win.
Brenna didn't answer.
I said no. I said it's
definitely
not.
Brenna,
I
said definitely not.
Okay, it is Spencer Bradley.
What is she? Oh, is she?
She's super hot.
What is she? Is she sucking on her own fingers? I'm not
she's
sure what's happening.
Spit
take her gum out.
She's probably getting spit out to rub her
she's
pussy.
She's taking out her gum.
You know, that's a nice hog right there. It's
her
pretty...
gum just lost its flavor.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, she has a salt rock, which is actually good for you, though.
Who's that guy?
Salt rock lamp's actually really good for the air, they say.
By the way, so far, I think every one of these has been black on white.
Well, yeah.
Have all of them?
I think
that's the only thing Shannon has passwords to.
Yeah. That's the only thing. All right, we'll do one more, and then I'm going to go first again, or else you want to go first this time.
That'll make it a tie, so just so you know, I'm already winning.
I know, but I don't know how else to do it.
I haven't gone first.
Yeah, why don't you? But you
and
know,
I've been
you,
wrong. No, but I've been wrong.
I
honestly thought Maddie Mae could have been.
Okay, one more.
Could have been me.
Okay.
Maybe, though, it was your echo in her pussy still.
Yeah.
Since you did fuck her already.
I wish.
We hold 1 second. I do have the crazy eyes picture of Blind Mike if you want to see
it.
Oh,
yeah. Why don't you show up Blind Mike?
He has no irises.
Oh, no.
So that's what happens when you take a flash picture of him.
That's pretty wild.
Okay.
But that's like
you don't see that in life.
If that's like the worst possible picture.
Now I feel bad.
Send it. Show a normal picture of him because he's not a bad looking kid.
No, it's nothing to do with that. I'm saying that's also when you take a flash of his eyes.
All right.
Yeah, you wouldn't now?
If she wants to, she said.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
By the way, I have a slight stigmatism, if that helps at all.
So do I.
Don't embarrass
him,
though.
Join the fucking club.
Don't embarrass him, though, or he'll laserize your fucking body in half. He's a half Terminator.
Homelander style.
I said when they show that picture again, I said because he has no irises, on the one it's his tongue and the other one's his brain, like through his eyes. It's red and yellow.
That ain't right.
He's
fine. That ain't right.
He's fine with that. Shannon, do you have a normal picture of him? Because it's not right. I feel like we're doing Blind Mike dirty on this.
She just said she'd suck his dick.
I just want to show that she's...
I know, you might have did him a favor.
All right, so let's not show it then. Let's do one more. This time, Brenna's going first.
Ralph, you can't... You have to keep doing at least two more to win.
Well, I don't mind a push.
You don't?
No.
I like that you don't mind, and we keep stretching this game out. Don't you have to get home and throw a bag over your fucking neighbor's head?
That's a run in the morning.
You run?
Don't you have to go home and box your Irish neighbor like this?
Way, you do the Rocky shit like around New York City.
Next half marathon's in Barcelona in February.
Yeah, except Rocky didn't wear shorts that short.
Go ahead.
Brent is becoming my Beavis.
That was very much a Beavis. That was very much a Beavis.
Brent, can you just sit next to me and laugh at all my jokes? It feels great.
I can.
As soon as Brenna went out to smoke weed with you, I'm like, oh, Jay's going to love this chick. That's all we need to know.
Because she smokes weed?
Yeah. And she did it very... not only excited, but like exuberantly. Actually, I'm going to go smoke some weed.
Well, I was going to ask if I could smoke my own half, you know. Anyway.
All right, Chan, let's do it.
Which we can do after. Oh, my God.
So that's interesting. There's a lot going on there.
Ooh.
Yeah. I can say the guy was not me. Is that an extra point?
So now, I think Brenna going, I'll let Brenna go first. I'm going to let you make the call, Jay. Brenna going first, me going first, you going first.
Let her go first.
Brenna, you go first.
No, I don't want to go first.
Wow.
Okay.
That was a 180 on that one.
Remember she made a whole thing about going first?
No, it's not me. It's not me.
I don't think it's her.
I definitely know it's not.
It is her. And now you can have your push and we can go about our lives, Ralph.
That was some nice pussy slapping dick action.
Yeah, she doesn't have a real slappy pussy.
Autumn falls.
Okay. Yeah, look at that. Look at those balls.
Nice bush, though.
Those are some spherical balls.
Yeah, I'm a fan of that bush.
I could literally tell. It's like.
That's right, Tom. Take a peek. It's a good bush, right?
That is a good pose, too.
Great bush.
Although, see,
Fades out.
Everything about that is a good. Everything about that angle, it's all good.
Nice titties.
Yeah, I like it.
Her one long lab is laying on his nut bag. I like that.
He has a weird. So on his right leg, there's like a weird little line right by it. I don't know what that's going on there.
Shadows, discoloration.
It's kind of strange. And he looks like he has thin legs.
That's why I would say that he has that little seam up his balls where God sews you up like a Build-A-Bear.
Yeah. All right. So now we're even because you did that.
I tanked for you.
You tanked for me. We got to do the first for her. We didn't get to the...
You act like you hate him, but you love him.
I love him
love him.
We do love each other.
Fucking true love.
Yeah, we do love each other.
We're up for best
anal
scene
also. And then your voice changes, and now I'm like needing a bi threesome right now. Like, goddamn.
I don't even see you anymore, Brent. Now this is just stars and me and Ralph spinning in circles.
Yeah, people think... I'm going to say you are, and I'm being nice here, and just in general, a lot of people really believe... that Jay hates me, right? But you are aware enough of human interaction, I would say, to understand that he's just fucking being Jay. It's funny.
A comedy show?
Yeah.
Wait, there's no way that people actually think
God.
You guys don't like each other but are still on a show together. Like, this is...
Yeah, if I hated you, why would we keep doing the show?
Yeah, people, but not,
that's
no,
weird.
It's really going to start up speculation when I leave the show.
No, when you love people the most,
which
that's when
next
you
week.
Shit on them the most.
Oh, wow, there's a bunch of people leaving. Okay, so... do we do one more?
I want to go on that chick's show.
Yeah, you should. She's a cool chick.
I do.
Yeah, she's a cool chick.
She gave me her card.
Do we do one more to get a winner?
Oh, my God. I already won. I let you get a push. Stop. No, Shannon pulled him. Let's do one more.
One more, Shannon. And if I, but look, I'm legit answering. I'm not going to do it to throw the game.
I've already done that.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Where is it? Here it is.
Oh, God. Did that stay? That's weird. Stayed.
All right, go ahead, Shannon. I mean, that's awesome. Whatever the fuck's going on there.
Yes.
Am I going
I'm
first?
Saying it's her.
You think it's her. Can I hear it again?
Cheating.
No, we've done that before, so fuck you.
I don't remember it.
I remember it clearly.
Wow. I guess we'll change the
It's her.
She's being fucked silly.
It's her. I hear a tone. It's her. 100%.
Okay, I say it's not her.
It is her.
Yeah.
Can we please move on with our lives? Ralph, you won. We would have kept listening to porn clips.
Well, hey, this is your idea, jackass.
I know. But my boner's going to hit the table. It's going to be weird.
All right, we got to do the first now. All right, by the way.
That scene was fucking hot.
Kind of
abusive.
Can
very,
we see
very
that?
Sexy.
Is it possible to see what actually was happening there with that noise? Who's the dude?
Peter Green.
Wow. Abuse me.
Peter Green.
Okay. Peter Green.
Yeah.
The Peter Green?
Ben Gross.
Of the Long Island Greens?
Oh, Pete's a good guy.
I don't know. All right, so first of all, we're going to do the first. Let's do that.
Mm-hmm.
The first time ever I saw Concert Detroit had sex.
Before we answer those questions, I'm going to hold this up. We have the scripts here. I do get several
emails. Who was that singing? I'm so sorry. What was that person singing?
So you don't know the song, The First Time Ever I Saw Your Face? You probably don't know that you're too young.
Okay.
There's a play on that song.
Okay.
Minnie Riperton.
So I get emails and DMs about us doing these again.
Okay.
We just haven't had time yet, but we will.
When I'm gone for the next 10 days, dude, I will have like my equipment. So if you want to like do one over Zoom where she could play music over and we just like record.
Why don't we do that? I mean, I don't know how I'm going to bring my equipment to Florida, but I can try because I don't want to check a bag. But we'll figure that out.
Yeah, you want to fight with you have an old man punk.
I don't want to fight again with another old man. All right, so the name of the show.
If you just check your bag, you wouldn't have to worry about that.
And right, it gets lost. That's the problem.
I know. I've always worried about
that's
that.
That's why I won't do it.
I check it every time for my giant toiletries. I like a full lotion. You know what I mean?
I have. Yes. This is how ridiculous I am. Two different go bags.
Yeah.
Of my toiletries.
Now I have full size toothpaste. Everything is. I have. I just bring full. I don't bring
full size.
Full size. So I
don't.
I have
you
to check a bag.
Bags.
Always.
I will never.
Yeah.
I can't do it anymore.
I can't do it.
Check
I
bag.
Do it.
You can't.
Well, because once you have a scene and your clothes don't show up or it doesn't make the flight,
right.
Like, and,
yeah.
And
same thing with me when I'm filming.
Like, no fucking way. I will carry two duffel bags and a backpack.
Yeah, figure it
you
out.
Know?
There's
yeah.
a way to do it.
Yeah, yeah, and then buy whatever I need yeah. there. You know,
that's what I do.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
I do it every weekend.
I'd rather fight a
65
year old man on the plane than check a bag and lose my shit
too.
On American.
I won't even put a bag in that bin, and I'm going to fight the next old man.
That's going to be me. All right, the name of the show is the STR Show, Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll Show. We ask every guest this is the
was this
of
some
time.
Random shit
we're not doing
talk?
It okay. We don't have time for it, don't worry about it. So we'll start with concert, the first concert you went to. It doesn't have to be rock and roll, just concert.
No, of course I hope not, because yeah. I've
and
gone then, to rock and roll shows.
It doesn't
but...
matter the first concert you went to, but the one that you went to because you wanted to, not
because
yeah. somebody dragged you to it.
Yeah,
what show was that?
It was the Rihanna Rockstar concert, like her album Rockstar, and Kesha opened up for her.
That's cool. How
it was
old were
it
you?
Was a sick show, and I was in high school. I think I was probably 16 or
that's
17.
Cute. Was it in Philly?
Yeah, I think it was at Wells Fargo.
Kesha
like when that
like
was
she
a thing.
Like pee.
Or
well, still Wells Fargo.
Yeah, she brushes her teeth with Jack. You know, yeah. Of course, or whatever. It might have been like an older venue if it was changed, because I don't know.
Well, it might have been Core States or First Union Center. It's all
yeah,
it's changed
but
over
it was.
Years.
I think it was that, but yeah,
that's
I got in
cool.
a car accident that day too, and then I just ended up going.
On your way there?
Yeah. I was like, fuck this. I'm still going. Yeah, it was cool. And my dad drove me and my dad and my uncle, and they took me and they drank and then we all smoked and like it was such a cool concert. It was so cool.
Now, the first time you had, the first drug you ever did after weed, unless weed wasn't your first drug.
Well, weed was my first drug
so
for
the
sure.
One after that.
Okay. This is a telltale sign, but I need to think about this real quick.
Smoker's crank.
I can't remember.
Wow.
That Breaking Bad meth.
How about this? Is
I can't
there a story
remember,
that jumps
actually.
To mind? Like, oh, maybe this one?
Mr. Brownstone.
I've done all the combos and everything.
All right. Well, is
it probably...
What's your favorite?
It was probably... Molly or Coke.
Okay.
But it nice. Could have been shrooms or acid.
What's your favorite,
wow.
though?
Do you have a favorite?
Of drugs?
Yeah.
I mean, I
of
smoke
us.
Weed.
Of us. Yeah.
You know, like I smoke weed. That's, And I've been doing shrooms lately, like even the chocolates or like regular shrooms.
So can't do the.
I think I've done shrooms like a couple times in the last like 2 weeks. I've done it like three times.
Fair enough.
Yeah. I've been taking some mushrooms too, but I think Lexapro and it doesn't work.
I mean, I used to love blow, and me and my friends were just talking about this, but it's too dangerous.
Fentanyl.
Like I've had a couple friends OD, right. You know, over the last couple of years. So like I'm just would love to do it, but I just can't do it no more. Like I'm paranoid as fuck.
She just reminded me. So we're and you don't know this yet, Jay, but in 2023, we are doing a month long contest
yes.
for the SDR show. Mm-hmm. Called an SDR contest. I don't know the name of it yet, but you're gonna win.
Called the SDR contest.
You're gonna win. Scene in a porn.
Okay.
Singing on stage with a band.
Okay.
And then you get to choose to do a drug. Just do a dab.
All three of those things you win.
You're gonna win all three. A dab with you. The only drug I'll do is a whip it because it lasts 10 seconds with me, or a kratom with Shannon, right?
Or a kratom.
Right.
Oh, Shannon, and you're gonna win all three.
It's gonna Love be a
freedom with shit.
Yeah, it's gonna be a several week contest. Details on how to enter is gonna come. I've already spoken to a few bands that I'm friends with, and they said, "Cool, no problem. They'll come up and sing a song." Okay. You know, sing like for the encore. You know,
Bobby, where were you? Ralph got nervous, and you weren't there to twerk.
Yeah,
where were you to twerk when Ralph needed you?
He was outside. Somebody outside was nervous.
Ralph panicked. Did you have to do it though? Did you have to do a house call?
Yeah. House call. All right, so now
Bobby does Uber Eats booty dances.
So in January, we're going to announce the details to that. But there's going to be 10 contestants, and every week we're going
to
narrow it down.
You also have to be somebody who wants to be in a porn scene.
Yeah, you have to want to be in a porn, sing on a stage with a band, and do drugs with one of us.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Being in a porn scene is a real decision for a contest.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. I think we'll get a cavalcade of
dudes.
Contestants, of dudes. Yeah, for sure.
For sure, dudes.
For sure, dudes. Yeah. All right, so now the first time you had sex.
I'm sorry. It's
a problem. It's a problem.
I'll tell you both the girl and the boy.
Oh, I love that story. Now. So, Jay, you don't have to listen because you were being shitty. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. I won't. Ralph, bad day to wear sweatpants with your weird pointy boner.
I bet bad day. That's all I wear. I've never not wearing sweatpants.
I bet your dickhead's small, like thinner than the shaft.
You want to come see it?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I'm just guessing.
All right, go ahead.
I bet Ralph's dick looks like a dart. Like
you've seen
dart.
My dick mold. We made mold dick molds.
Yeah, but I ate that so quick.
Yeah. I still love the story. I made a dick mold, and the girl I was dating at the time stole it. That's a good story.
To use it?
I don't know if she stole it. That's all I can tell you.
She put it part of a witch's brew.
Hoping a little
she was a wicked,
dick hair yeah. is in there.
Penis of newt.
All right. So now the first time you had sex.
Okay. I had sex with a girl first.
That's awesome.
Me too.
And
only still, but.
And
I wish only.
I mean, the first time I even orgasmed with her, we were just like on covers, like under the blankets,
age?
And we were just like dry humping. I was definitely 14.
Okay.
And we were dry humping, and I had an orgasm, and then she ended up, and then we had like sex, you know.
That's awesome.
And I was 14, and she was my girlfriend, and we dated for 3 years. Okay. In high school.
Very progressive.
They made us stay 2 tiles apart because I went to Sacred Heart.
Yeah.
So after we got caught fucking in the girls' bathroom, they made us stay 2 tiles apart.
What nerd told on you?
It was the fucking school nurse. Like, our teachers both called down, like,
chick.
I think our students might be sick and we're in the stall fucking.
If that was That's a dude, awesome. They would have pulled PUD.
What does 2 tiles apart mean? I don't know what that means.
You know, like in the hallway, like 2 tiles.
Oh. Ralph never went to an actual school.
Because we were lesbian, you know?
Yeah, we didn't have that in my home schools. And then the first time you had sex with a dude.
Yeah, and then I was 17 when I had sex with a boy for the first time, and I was a senior, I think. Oh no, I was a I was a senior, and
he was gay blind Mike.
He was a really hot baseball player on the team, and
damn, you have to pretend like baseball. It's so boring.
What? I love baseball. Wow. I played softball. I got a scholarship to the high school on softball.
Oh, you are a lesbo.
That really went 180.
I super
on,
was, yes.
That went 180
what a
on
lesbo.
Jay. That really went
Dude,
180 on Jay.
People that, like, know me, like, from, like, 10 years, or when I started stripping or whatever, like, old customers, they're more shocked that I'm not a lesbian than I do porn.
Really?
Yeah, they're like, you could have swore you were going to end up with a girl.
I legit thought you were going to say they're more shocked that I'm not a professional softball player now. That's what
can
I
you
thought you were going
do me a favor? Can we get your softball pitch and see if you can strike out Ralph? Because I'm telling you, you probably can't.
That's should. Crazy because I took lessons with one of the best coaches in Deptford.
I would say
up until I was like 13.
Deptford High.
There's a 70% chance she could strike.
I'm saying you could zip my rough.
No, absolutely.
Yeah.
I think
we should
do that.
Absolutely. We should do that in a squirt contest. We should combine the two of them somehow.
That's so funny.
She definitely zipped. She's legit getting like, I think I've swung a bat maybe 8 times in my life.
Damn, really?
Yeah. I'm so Jewish.
Imagine him in a batting cage.
Oh my God, it'd be so embarrassing.
You know, it's my last time I got in a batting cage, I went and like way overestimated though and got in there and I was like, yo.
I can't hit a fast baseball anymore, man. I don't know if I swung a bat literally 10 times in my life, that's a lot.
Can you throw a football?
No.
Damn, really?
You don't look like you can.
If you had a catch with a baseball, could you like throw the ball well and accurately, you think, and shit?
No idea.
Wow.
I will tell you this, though.
Can you shoot a basketball to a hoop and make it in?
My 5'7" brother beats me.
In basketball. Really? Yeah.
I'm good at racket sports.
Oy.
But that's because I'm a Jew.
What a pish-posh white asshole you are.
I tell you this, TJ Miller was impressed at how good I was at squash.
Humble brag.
This fucking guy.
Oh, are you going to be in next Terminators? Or
I
next,
know. You're
going
to jump and
movie?
Do polo next?
Yeah,
we're what
playing
are you
now.
Doing?
Yeah, we're playing often now. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
so yeah. Fucking pish posh.
I was good. Really? I was like, excuse us.
Do you have the black help fetch your balls for
you? Yeah. Only.
You are a son
they,
of a
they tried to bring a white guy and I said, get him out of here. Only black people.
How dare you?
All right. So now, first of all.
Ralph only wears blood diamonds.
As we wrap this up, Brenna, thank you so much. You're a cool chick.
Thank you.
I take back all the cursing I said off air when we weren't doing my ridiculous game.
Never. And then they said, and then Lewis said, told you she couldn't squirt my mouth. Yeah. Real nice, dude.
I am feeling inclined to take you up on your offer.
Brenna, my sincere apologies for not being able to squirt my mouth tonight. I'm sorry. I'm embarrassed for the team.
And also, by the way, nothing would make me happier as much. So first would be obviously blind Mike, gay blind Mike. But second,
absolutely.
To strike me out would be fucking awesome because we know that's going to happen.
And then I'll be the catcher, and then she can squirt my mouth.
Oh, we got to do that. It's got to be when it gets warmer out, unfortunately, but that would be fucking
that
hilarious.
Would, dude, to see you get whiffed.
Oh, it's going to happen.
Pretty
it's going to happen.
Whiffed.
Yeah,
I mean, so funny.
Yeah, it's going to be great. So you're going to be at Sapphire's tomorrow if you're watching this live. You want to give all your socials and stuff?
Sure. They're all the same. BrennNV is how you spell the handle for all of my socials and my OnlyFans too.
For social symmetry, it's all the same.
Yes, I haven't gotten deleted yet.
Okay, congratulations.
It's all simple, all the same.
Why do you look at me like that?
You're always going to look at you some way.
You're always giving me a look, a fucking side eye. I'll fucking slap you.
That's crazy what you're saying.
In front of Brenna, you want to tease me? Jay, your plugs?
BigJComedy.com for all my dates. I'm leaving tomorrow, everybody. Austin, Texas, this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. 5 shows. John Carden's going to be opening for me on those. And I go right from there to L.A. for 3 days. I'm going to spend my birthday out there, but I'm doing the Burt Kreischer roast.
That's cool.
At the Comedy Store on Tuesday the 6th.
That's fun.
It's not. I mean, it's going to be fun, but like the prep for a roast is a nightmare.
You want some jokes?
But I'm all right. And then I go right from there to San Jose for the weekend to do San Jose Improv. And then after that, I come home, Stress Factory in Jersey the next weekend, in New Brunswick, New Jersey, the weekend before Christmas, and then New Year's Eve, San Diego.
My birthday?
American Comedy Company, your birthday. American Comedy Company. And then I'm on the road every weekend up until April. Special coming out February, March, it's looking like. New special will be coming out, so I'm going to be going everywhere promoting the shit out of that. Listen to The Bonfire 5 days a week on Faction Talk, Sirius XM 103. And Legion of Skanks right here on the Gas Digital Network.
Shannon, your plugs?
You can follow me on Instagram at ShannonLee6982 and listen to my podcast, The Thing Is Ding. We talk about bad dates, fighting, and ghosts. We have all sorts of interesting guests come on. Comedians, musicians, reality TV stars, porn stars, and they tell their own personal experiences about their worst date experience, a time they got into a street fight, and an experience with the paranormal.
Okay, now don't say anything, Brenna. Don't acknowledge this in any way, shape, or form. We are going to guess if you believe in ghosts. And all three of us have to clock in before you give any inclination of your answer. Shannon, you first.
Yes.
I'm 100% yes. Jay?
Nope.
Brenna?
I think...
That's a yes.
I think if I had an experience, I'd believe it.
So you're open-minded.
Yeah. I watch hella shit, okay?
That's a push, I guess.
I watch a lot of true crime and I watch a lot of
love a good push.
Streams of, you know.
You want to believe.
I think I would if I was scared enough.
Okay.
But so I don't know.
That's not a no. It's not a yes.
It's not. I'm sorry. As soon as you said it, I was like, I'm logical enough to try to talk myself out of it. Mm. But at the same time, I'd probably get fucking scared and think that there was one.
No, the horrific things that Ralph's done in his life. Feck, he's still alive. There's no.
It's wild.
I mean, I probably incline to yeah.
Okay, so until then I win. Okay, good.
Also, real quick, just 18. The most recent episode of the episode, Ralph is on it along with Luis J. Gomez as they mediate the fight between my co-host.
She had a big
Maddie.
Fight with her co-host, Maddie Jester Skulls.
Actual fight?
Argument, not fist fight. Okay. And then,
well, I didn't think it was a fist fight, Ralph.
Well, you're human garbage. I don't know. So Luis and I came on to mediate and try and resolve the issue between the two of them live on the show. And it gets pretty heated.
It's Punch your dog, eh?
It's really worth watching. I would say that. It went in a direction that I did not see coming in a million years. Is that a fair assessment, Shannon?
Shannon's going trans.
Yeah.
Is that the surprise?
Yeah, especially surprise. Yeah, Shannon admits that she was.
You're beautiful, Shannon. We love you the way you are.
Shannon identifies as a male. Yeah. Okay.
Follow me everywhere at I Am Ralph Sutton. My other podcast on health and wellness comes out every Monday. Top 50 right now in the iTunes world. We're opening up our first location on 3rd Avenue and 69th Street. We have two more coming early next year.
Wow.
All good quality health food. 3rd Avenue, 69th Street. We add a song every week to the playlist. Oh, by the way, so it was supposed to be the rock band Greta Van Fleet this Saturday, but that's a movie. We promoted that online. That's next week. Thomas Lennon from Reno 911, the guy that wears the shorts, is on this Saturday because the new movie's coming out with Reno 911. So we're putting that one in today. This Saturday. We add a song every week to the playlist. You want to pick a song? Why not? Is it Rihanna, maybe?
For what?
We add a song every week to the playlist.
A playlist for
we
your...
We have our playlist for the show that we had every week. I don't know.
That was the most terrified you looked all night.
You're like,
she
was
what? So
a song?
No.
Not me.
Stop.
Come on.
I'm a stripper. Like 50,000 good songs that I dance to and listen to on the regular.
How about a Rihanna or a Kesha from
is that
from
what
your first concert?
No, anything
maybe.
You want. Could, or something that just you're thinking, oh, it's my favorite song of the moment right now. Whatever the fuck.
Stroke your mouth, pussy. Think about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, my little chinny chin chin.
Is that your mouth pussy's asshole?
If I had a butt chin, it could be.
That would be great. That's the asshole from my mouth.
Then I would have to say that dirty line in the scene, man. And people would have to get turned. Mm. They would probably get turned on by it.
Man, I hope somebody on this.
I'll pick a song.
Go ahead.
This is the most dramatic it's ever been. I swear to God.
Right now, I'm loving St. John. Let's put roses on there.
St. John.
You guys
roses.
Probably would hate it.
No,
but I love
St.
it.
St. John's my dude.
Way to throw out.
You
a
don't
fucking,
even know.
He's black.
He's a rapper.
He's a black rapper. He sings mostly though.
He sings a lot, but he's a rapper.
But there, it's still hip hop influence.
And it's got like hip hop vibes.
Yeah.
All right, we'll see.
I listen to shitty music.
It's like fusion.
Well, what it is? It's like he raps, but he also sings.
Yeah.
All right, we'll see you next time.
It's like horse meat shit
on the FBR show.
Life don't last, don't think through it all. Fuck with a nigga wrong. out and tell them do it for us. You are red, nigga roses. Kill them, make it turn up, baby, turn up when I turn it on. You know how I get too late when I turn it on. Can't handle my behavior when I turn it on. Too fast, I'm asking, but let's go.
Listening to the SDR Show.